Would you turn in God's word to the prophecy of Malachi and the second chapter. Malachi chapter 2. Malachi is easy to find, he's straight before Matthew. The last book of the Old Testament. Chapter 2, I'll just read a few verses. Verse 7 of Malachi chapter 2. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore I also have made you contemptible and base because all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. Many of the Old Testament prophets are railing not against the pagan nations surrounding them, but the people of God. The Hebrew nation, who should have known better. Theirs were the promises. They had the law. And yet Malachi and others express, often very poetically, sometimes in an angry way, God's reaction to their compromise. And the passage begins by indicating that the local Hebrew priest, the Jewish priest, ought to be a repository of the knowledge of God. Now, we don't have priests anymore. They were a feature of Old Testament life. The only priest we have now is Jesus Christ, the great high priest. But the priests then, evidently, they made offerings, but they were also there to teach God's law. The lips of a priest should keep knowledge. They ought to study God's words and faithfully preach it and teach it in the village or the district or the community to which they have been called. People should seek the law from his mouth. A priest is one who represented people to God, but evidently there's a sense here in which he's representing God to the people. Indeed, we're told he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. What an incredible privilege that God has called some people to be his messenger. Unfortunately, the priests at the time of Malachi have failed to live up to that glorious calling and the awesome responsibility of faithfully preaching and teaching God's law. His first complaint is, you have departed from the way. If those who are meant to be doing the leading and the others follow have departed from the way, then they're going to take lots of people with them. The Bible is very clear. There is a narrow way and there is a broad way. The narrow way leads to life. The broad way leads to destruction. And if these priests have strayed themselves from the narrow way onto the broad way, there's little surprise that so many go with them. His next complaint is, you have caused many to stumble at the law. Of course, they did not have the full scriptures as we have now. Malachi is busy writing them as he speaks. But what they have, they cause people to stumble, to trip up. They can no longer walk in the way of life because they're on the ground, they're on the floor. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. They've corrupted the priesthood. They themselves don't walk in the way. They prevent others from walking in the way. And really, they're characterized by corruption. And I fear that even in our own day and age, there are religious teachers and religious leaders who sound remarkably like the priests at the time of Malachi. They themselves have departed from the way, others stumble because of them, and they're characterized by corruption. Therefore I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. There we have a third complaint. You have not kept my ways. Some people think that the ways of the Lord are burdensome, that they're heavy. In fact, I think living a godly life, a life pleasing to God, is the most pleasurable life one could ever live. To put others before yourself. To keep forgiving. To live lives characterized by goodness and righteousness. To love the Lord your God with all your heart. Of course, to the believer, that's a great lifestyle. And yet these people have not kept my ways. They've gone their own way. What spoke Isaiah the prophet? All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way. One has gone that way, one has gone another, one has gone over there. But if you're not in the narrow way, you're lost no matter what the direction you've gone in. They've not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. To be impartial means to be fair. To apply something correctly, not just to line one's own pockets, not to benefit one's friends, but to be fair with all the people we deal with. We ought to be impartial people. But these have shown partiality in the law. I'm not quite sure what they've specifically done here. But evidently they've used the law of God, which is often, by the way, a synonym in the scriptures for God's word. You look at Psalm 119, law, testimony, word, they're all used interchangeably. So it might be a specific reference to the moral law of Moses, or it might be to do with God's word in particular. And they've used it somehow, they've shown partiality. Or are they using it to their own advantage? Again, some of that goes on today. People can make a good living out of fleecing the people of God. But God, who is not partial, is come to judge. He says, therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people. Those you led astray, those who were meant to be following you, but you caused them to stumble, before their very eyes, you're going to be exposed. You're going to be revealed for what you truly are. And of course, we know that the time was coming, and Malachi himself does predict it, when someone far greater than any earthly Jewish priest was to come. The great high priest, Jesus Christ himself. He too is a messenger of the Lord of hosts. He too spoke the law and grace from his mouth. He too kept knowledge of the holy. But he never departed from the way, even when he was tempted in the wilderness. He never corrupted any covenant, rather he fulfilled it. He kept God's ways and was utterly impartial. The Bible in the New Testament is clear, you know, there should be deacons and elders and people with positions in the church. But ultimately, the one whom we serve is no human, no denomination, no leader, no bishop, no vicar, no elder. It's Jesus himself. He is the only priest, the only teacher, the only leader who will never lead us astray, who will never let us down, who will never take advantage of us. It is, of course, a pity and a crying shame that the priests at the time of Malachi were so disappointing. And yet, in a way, I think that failed human leadership only ever reminds us of Jesus Christ and our need for him. Not that he is a failed leader, but rather we know that there is one who is immeasurably better. Thank God we do have that great high priest.